Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. If you're watching that on the podcast land, on the video, we're here at Cooper's North. We are in Mays Chapel. That's sort of Lutherville West, Timonium West, Cockeysville West, Bedonia West, Timonium North. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I had Pac-Man scratch-offs to give away. I'm down to my last few here. We're going to be at the State Fair in Catonsville on Thursday. I think by next week we get to Coco's on Wednesday. We'll have Lucky Sevens. I got great guests at Coco's next Wednesday. We're going to be at Costas on the 20th before the Orioles-Yankees game. And then we're going to be at Pappas in Parkville. Jeannie wants me to sing karaoke songs at Engelbert Humperdinck numbers. That may happen on the 25th. But we're here at Cooper's North, not just promoting Cooper's North and all things Baltimore County, but there's a little thing that's going to be flying around the city next weekend called Fleet Week, something that I loved, my wife loved it. We lived downtown for 20 years. The last time it happened, I was over in Harbor East. I think this guest, Dorothy Fuchs, was actually in the room when they brought the Blue Angels in,
yes.
And they had a beautiful
yes.
woman. I had a crush on the girl, my wife, obviously. There was five Tom Cruises there,
yeah,
and she was like,
"I
want a picture with the, you know, all of that stuff." Dorothy's with Purple Dot. She's one of them PR ladies, who does old school. You don't do this much. You're usually fronting Patrick to get out in front of this.
I'm usually girl behind the scenes.
Well, I mean,
that's
but
okay.
That's who knows has all the answers for what I'm looking for, right?
Exactly.
So Fleet Week and what it represents, and full disclosure, Patrick called me 2 months ago. He said, "We're doing Fleet Week. You know what that is?" I'm like, "Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, I'm from downtown." You know,
right.
I lived on the 23rd floor of Harbor Court. When Fleet Week happened, the first time the plane would go by, you'd duck.
Right.
Because it sounds like bombs are going. It's crazy.
Right, it's really loud.
It's really loud,
yeah.
Right? So we got, our cat never got, neither one of our cats liked Fleet Week much.
Well, I understand
with the noise.
That, right.
But we loved it, and it's so electrifying to your eye that we tried to take pictures, and you can't. They move too fast for all that.
Right.
And I don't think you can, it's like NASCAR a little bit. Unless you experience the speed and the thunder of it, there's television. It's four-dimensional. It's not three-dimensional, right?
It's to-go experience.
Yeah,
for sure.
And my wife loves it. She broke her ankle the other day. She wanted to come out to the show today and like all this. But this was one of our favorite things. And honestly, as a media doofus, I didn't do things on this 6 years ago with you. And I'm delighted to have you on. No, I just
love it.
Give me the whole rundown on how this began, because we're a boat town, obviously.
Yep.
We know that with the Key Bridge now, but living downtown up in the sky, you would see the tall ships come in,
mm-hmm.
you would see the Fleet Week thing happen, and anything that's patriotic, whether it was an Army Navy game or 4th of July,
yep.
the city wraps itself around this because of Francis Scott Key
and
the Star Spangled Banner.
Right. So Fleet Week, there's Fleet Weeks all over the country, and we're just one of the lucky cities that hosts a Fleet Week. And they started out a celebration in 2012 and 2014.
I love that.
And they were commemorating the War of 1812, and there were tall ships and a lot of other things. And those were very, very spectacular, big, big events, and they were awesome. But Fleet Week's it's not as many ships, but it's, so I like to talk about it in buckets because it's just easy to talk about. So we have the fleet, the flights, and the festival. So
that's a lot of F's.
That's a lot of F's.
All right, let's get the F out.
F's.
Let's go.
All
let's
good.
Go. Get the F out.
So the fleet are the Navy vessels. So I call them gray, you know, the big gray hulls are going to come
sure.
in. There's some really fabulous ships coming in this year. We're going to have a couple down at North Locust Point. We're going to have some down at the Inner Harbor. We're going to have Coast Guard ships.
And a lot of these are boarding, right? You go
yes,
on.
Yes,
you
can
on
go
these,
on and take a tour.
My wife and I would
really
always,
cool.
Boy, these Argentinian sailors would come in, you know,
yeah.
down at the harbor.
Yeah.
And we'd always were looking for Dutch ships.
Yep.
And, you know, wherever the port of call, you'd see the flag
yep.
up there. And, you know, my wife would come down. It's always dudes, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Dudes in their gear down at
yeah.
the harbor walking around, the, you know,
right.
merchant marine looking dudes. But there were always signs out like that there were cocktail parties,
yep.
were always parties happening.
Yes.
It always felt like dignitaries.
Yeah.
And different people would come, but there was always like on a Saturday you could tour the ship between 12 and
ship.
2. My wife would see all of this on Downtown Partnership and whatnot. She'd be like, "We're gonna go over," and she would say, "That's Brazilian, they're gonna have like, you know, drinks on there for us and stuff." Yeah, so we would wind up going on to these boats. We did it a lot,
yeah. So these ships, we don't have tall ships coming this time, but we we probably will the next time we come back around. This is every 2 years. So the ships come in on June 12th.
Okay.
And they come in at different times because they have to be docked at different times. But it's so exciting to have it. And I always like to remind people, we have hometown favorites. We have our historic ships in Baltimore are always here. The Constellation and the Torsk and the Cutter.
James Bond always comes on, tells me about that.
I know.
That in the
it's so awesome.
Right.
Sure. Right. So right there, Living Classrooms and Historic Ships is really the nonprofit that brings Fleet Week to life, and they work with the Navy and many, many of our partners. So the fleet's going to be great. We work with Sail Baltimore. We work with the Navy, the Coast Guard, you name it. Anybody that's attached to ships, we work with them. And then the flights are going to be really cool. They're going to be flyovers. So if you're at the Inner Harbor and you're walking around.
Is this
around,
Blue Angel?
We're not doing Blue Angels.
I don't know. Okay, so what are these planes that will be
so
flying over?
So some of the planes that are coming over, some of them are the high-tech ones, you know, think of the whoosh coming over. But then there's going to be some really cool vintage flights, and they're going to be in formation. So the formation flights, you know, think of World War II.
All right. So,
really
so
cool.
I got to tell you a story. About 10 years, before my wife had cancer, so it must have been like 10 or 11 or 12, we got a call to go down to Martin Marietta. Mm-hmm. And get on, was it the Bell of Memphis? Memphis
mm-hmm.
Bell?
Yeah.
Does that sound?
Yeah.
And so this is like a 1940s bomber.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dad worked on these at Martin Marietta.
Oh, wow, that's
oh,
cool.
Oh, my dad came down from Scranton in
wow.
the 40s. That's my whole background.
Yeah.
You can read the book on my dad or check out the documentary out there, but I love my father. But my wife, she took the day off. Like, we got the press junket. They
yeah.
hit me, and they're like, they want Nasty Nestor up in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, I was chained to the wall. This thing's rumbling, rumbling. My wife's like, let me get out and see what's going on. And so we have video. I was scared poopless, man. And we're driving over, like flying over my childhood home because it was East
right.
Baltimore. So
right.
we're flying over Dundalk, and I'm seeing Back River, and I'm seeing East Point Mall, and I'm seeing
yep.
the poop plant because, you know, you can see that from the sky.
Right,
you know,
can, go, unfortunately.
Yeah, and on the
right.
way to Costas 2 weeks from now.
Right.
But there's something about being up in the air over Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I've been up in the air over Baltimore. Obviously, planes landing, but lower down. I've been in a helicopter once,
mm-hmm.
and I was on that crazy little plane. Those planes are almost 100 years old, right? Like,
yeah.
So, and they're legit.
They're
and
legit.
They fly.
Yeah.
But they fly. It didn't like being on Southwest. And you know
no.
what I mean? It's,
no,
it's
not
a different
at all.
Kind of flight.
So we love doing the flyover because actually, I mean, we love the Blue Angels. Always love them, right? They're so awesome to see. But when we have the flyovers, so just more people can see them.
Sure.
You know, if you're walking anywhere around the harbor, you can see them coming over. We're going to have somebody down right in the Inner Harbor talking about what the flights are, what kind of aircraft they are.
When will people start hearing the boom boom? Wednesday? They do test runs? Or there's no testing in
they're
this,
not
right?
Yeah. Not for the flyovers, they don't do that, but it'll just be so cool to hear it.
Is it Friday, Saturday? When are you going to Zoom?
They're gonna be flying Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, so it's just the weekend.
Yeah, it's the weekend. Yeah,
all
11
right.
to 4. But a series, so you'll hear like, you know, a jet come over, or you might hear helicopters. We have some local helicopters that are going to be in that as well. And then next might be up, you know, some vintage information flights coming over. So it'll just be like going on all afternoon. And it'll just be cool because you'll be standing there and all of a sudden you look up in the sky and there's this craft coming over. And they're also bringing, I'm not going to say it right because I'm not very good at technical things, but there's certain hovercraft that they're going to bring. They're going to do some demos. It's going to be really cool. And then the festivals are off the hook. So we have a festival at the Inner Harbor, 25 bands on 2 stages.
What?
I know.
I like music.
It's everything.
Weather.
Rock, reggae.
Are we going to get good weather?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Come on.
All right, just checking.
Yeah, of course. And we're also the
well, and the Phillies are in town, too. And we
the Phillies are in town?
Yeah, I mean.
And Fleet Week will be there. We will have some sailors that are going to be going to the game. They'll also be singing the national anthem and having the color guard there. So
well, this is what I talked about with Patrick. It's a civic celebration. We talk
yes.
about Baltimore Positive and the things
yes.
I talk about here. And I've said this out loud, and I'll probably continue to say it the rest of my life. I thought that I loved the Orioles and the Ravens and the Colts and the Skipjacks because of sports. I think I like the
yeah.
civic part
yeah.
of like bringing people together. And I'm a kid that my parents took me to the city fair
mm-hmm.
when the harbor opened in the
yep.
80s. I was talking to Patrick about every Fells Point Festival,
mm-hmm.
every Fleet Week, celebration, certainly the
yeah.
Light City.
All of them.
All of these kind
yeah.
of events Where do they come from? I mean, you're doing PR. You've got a huge background from Hillman and all these people. I don't know you, but I know of you, and
yes.
I know we know a million of the same people.
We do.
But the genesis of all of this, and I remember when the IRL came to town and they wanted to get me involved. They didn't pay the bill, and people didn't come, and they built a racetrack. I was out in Vegas and saw that.
Mm-hmm.
There are good ideas.
Right.
And there are bad ideas.
Right.
And there are Billy Joel concerts downtown that bring people to
right.
things. And there are Preaknesses that are built
yes.
in. But for me, the manufactured things,
yes.
the things like we loved Light City. My wife and I
yeah,
loved
that was
Light
very
City.
Very creative and really
right?
cool.
And I'm thinking, because yeah. we lived at the harbor up high, and I thought, this is something, black, white, young, old, rich,
yes,
poor,
exactly.
but all the businesses can
yep.
drink in on this. And
yeah.
they don't have to do anything too special
no.
other than put some music and some good food out
right.
because the streets are going to be what the sell is, which is the original purpose of the Inner Harbor.
Right.
Come to the harbor. What do you need to do there? Nothing. It's the harbor. There's water. There's boats.
Right.
There's people. There's ducks. There's a, you know, we built all of that. And then on top of that, these events.
And this is free. Everything is free.
I love
it's
that.
It's all free. So we want families to come. There's going to be an education in STEM area. That's new this year. The Navy and a lot of the other partners are working with. I mean, that's really, that's the core, really, isn't it? It's about teaching children about STEM and careers and things
hey, that
they
can
do.
Hey, that plane flies over. How can I do that?
Exactly.
How do planes fly?
Yes,
all
yes,
of that
yes.
sort of part of it.
So it was so interesting learning all the different careers that you can have in the Navy. I didn't even realize half of them, but they're really, really interesting. So you can play. You
would know, I have to cut my hair?
No.
Yes. Yeah,
I
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I mean, I'll have them on a show, but yeah. I'm not cutting my hair right now.
And then we have a couple events in events. So we have like a crab soup cook-off. We have a 5K and rum punch crawl that's going to be in Fells Point.
Well, I got called because Patrick was trying to do like a crab cake.
They're doing
like
a crab
a contest,
cake competition.
But,
yes.
But they were going to do it in one place at one time. Now, instead, it's the people who are going to go out and eat the crab cakes in a square. I think I'm one of the people.
Ooh.
So I'll be
that's
up
pretty cool.
So this isn't just as much as we're here with Cooper's North and Patrick and everybody. This isn't just a Fells Point thing. This is
no,
literally
yeah.
you'll see and hear and feel this even in Highland Town and Canton wherever
yes.
you are.
Yeah.
That this is a but the mobilization of the festival and people. It's to the water. You want to get people down on the water.
Exactly. And the promenade is just going to be filled with activity. There's a mini parade we want people to come down to called Kids on the Bay. There's going to be pirates and mermaids and the Oriole Bird and Ravens cheerleaders. And anybody can be in it. Just come down, walk along the promenade, bring your little wagon, you know,
you
and
gave
your
me the little card a minute ago. Where's my little card? Did I leave it over here? Hold on. My cord will get me to it. I got my phone, too. Here it is. She gave me a card. I went up online and I found this. This was up on the Visit Maryland. Like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, presented by Northrop Grumman. I want to make sure I get that out there. And a lot of
thank
other sponsors
you.
As well.
Yeah.
Including, I already mentioned Southwest Airlines.
Yep, you
I
did.
I fly them all the time. I lost my damn companion pass last year by like 500 points.
Man.
So we got to get that back here this year.
You do.
MDFleetWeek.com. MDFleetWeek.com. And there's a whole app that you can like get all the events and move yourself around. And this is a week-long event that begins next
mm-hmm.
week. We're going to be broadcasting from Cooper's South, which we call Cooper's and Fells Point. Next Friday, we're going to be there.
Oh, that's great.
As part of our Crab Cake Tour.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
I'm going to get Ron Furman. I know a lot of the Fells Point
I love
vendors.
Ron.
I have love. I have a love relationship with
Ron and Gail.
With
Ron. They're great. They're awesome people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And their daughter, you know, who comes
oh,
on
great.
Once in
yep.
a while too. So, fleet tour visiting United States and Canadian naval ships, U.S. Coast Guard, and Sea Service vessels at the Inner Harbor, North Locust Point. What is North Locust Point? Would be like Under Armour, right?
Yes, exactly where it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Domino's. I've never
yes.
heard.
Yes.
Look, just when I figured out what Port Covington is, they changed the name on me.
I know.
I ain't ever calling it Baltimore Peninsula.
I know.
Where the hell is the
people
Baltimore?
People still say that. I know.
Only peninsula in Baltimore it's important yeah. is Dundalk. And we all found that out when the Key Bridge went down. Enjoy an exciting series of flyovers of vintage. I don't recommend getting in those because I did that once. Modern military. That sounds fun. Civilian aircraft, June 15th, 16th, from 11 to 4, centered over the Inner Harbor. So anywhere you are, Federal Hill, Locust
mm-hmm.
Point, Canton, downtown, uptown, midtown. You'll see it and you'll feel it. I bet even if you're like at the zoo, like
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
in a park.
Yeah.
Be, poor animals over there. the celebration offers three dynamic festivals featuring live music, Delicious local food and drink. Well, that's important.
It is very important.
Because I need to get wet when I'm down there.
All right.
Military displays, educational and STEM activities, as well as family fun zone. Baltimore's Inner Harbor, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 8. Fells Point, where we will be on Friday from 2 until 9. We're going to start even before 2 o'clock there, because that's the way they roll it down at Solancha. Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 8. Martin State Airport.
Yeah, we're also Baltimore County.
You going to county?
Yeah,
that's
well,
my
because
side.
that's where all the aircraft fly in and out of.
I'll tell anybody in Essex,
so
all the good stuff
house.
Happens in Dundalk, but everybody knows that.
Yeah, so they're having an open house out there. That's our third festival. So
nine to four.
So you You can go and see static displays. There's a really wonderful museum out there, the Glenn L. Martin Museum, which is going to be open the whole weekend. Very fun. And that's where the aircraft fly in and out of. So it's some people just like to go and watch that. It's kind of fun.
See where my dad worked in 1945 when he came to Baltimore, married my
great.
Mom down there in Essex.
That's awesome.
Mount Carmel. You got to go past Mount Carmel Church to get there and to get the pizza joints as well.
I also love this event because it brings together state entities, city entities, county entities, you know, emergency management. I mean, like, you wouldn't believe how many people it takes to put this event on. It's a lot. It's hundreds and hundreds of people. But everybody comes together. They collaborate. They talk to each other. They figure it out. And the Navy, it's just such an awesome, feel-good event. It feels really good to go.
How does it happen? Give me a little, peel back the onion, and I know we're going to have some other guests here, but like, it hasn't happened in a number of years.
It happens every 2 years. They didn't have it in COVID.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand this, because I know when they played a Super Bowl, except when they move it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fleetwood kind of comes, and then it kind of goes.
It does.
And I'm
it
like,
does.
It's like the celebration thing. Let's do another one of those.
Well, you know? Well, fine. If we can find millions of dollars, that would be great. So we'll work on that.
We find millions of dollars, let me know. I'll manage it.
All right.
I want to manage that fund.
Right?
Dorothy Fuchs is here. She's from Purple Dot. They are a public relations firm here in Baltimore. You had a heck of a background with all of this stuff in Baltimore.
Yeah, thank you. It's one of my favorite events to do. I really love doing it.
When did you hear about it or know about it and become working with it?
Because I call my clients are the feel-good clients, the features. I work in food and wine and museums and hospitality and tourism, hotels, nonprofits. So when celebration was happening, I actually volunteered. I got to come in on one of the Argentinian ships. And and I said, I really...
You know where the good empanadas were.
Well, you got to go where that is.
Right.
And then a couple years later, they said, there's so much work. Can you come in and add to our team? And I said, sure. So I do a lot of media relations. I said, I'll help you with that. And then since then, I've been a contractor, and I come in and work on it every 2 years. It's really fun.
Well, the media relations space has changed so much, certainly in sports, where, I talk about it all the time. It's a strong-arming way... You say I'm PR, but what you really want to do is keep me away from Lamar Jackson, keep me away from the team. Don't want questions. You don't want hard questions. You don't want questions about money. You don't want like I get all that. And then there's the PR part of we're throwing a party. We want everybody to know about it.
Right.
We want you to come and have fun. We want the weather to be
right.
good. There's a different side of and I've done it all, man. 40 years I've been doing this from the newspaper 1984 with Sylvia Badger trying to get plugs in for, things like this when these kinds of events, charity events, 5K runs.
Yep.
That's what Baltimore Positive has become. A combination of all this because I feel like there's less. I mean, no offense to the Sun or the Banner or any of the TV stations and the internet. Like Fleet Week is something, it's for everybody in the community, but you're trying to get everybody to talk about it and feature it.
So most of the stuff I do is positive and it's about, a fundraiser or a nonprofit or a festival or a something in tourism, and I just love the tourism arena. It's great, but there aren't many people in that arena, thank God, so I love working on it. But I love talking about positive things. I get really upset sometimes when people are like, I don't want to go downtown. I don't want to do this. I'm like, why? Like, the Orioles are great. The Ravens are great. Go downtown. Go experience it. Go to a restaurant you haven't
tried. That's such a political thing to me, and it bothers me.
I'm
not going back
go.
To the city anymore.
But
and
you know what's funny? People say, I'm not going to the city, but
until Garth Brooks shows up.
Right. But I went to see a show, and I said, that was downtown. Oh, yeah. So it's really funny to me.
Yeah, I don't go downtown anymore, but I love the Orioles.
Right. Exactly.
Your kid ran the bases last Sunday.
I love
while you're downtown, go over and see Patrick. Go stop and see my friends at Amici's.
Go to Fort McHenry.
Go have a crab cake somewhere. Right. Go down to Fadley's and see the brand new Lexington Market.
Right.
So
take a tour.
I hear all of this poop. And, I told Patrick, I said, Fox 45's got a camera 2 o'clock in the morning out in front of your place waiting for something bad to happen. I said, I can't fathom. And he and I were talking about what a sty the homicide set was for what is now the most beautiful hotel in the city.
Right.
Like how far we've come.
Yes.
I did the show last week in the brand new Fadley's that Damie thought was never going to get here and the brand new, and it's there and it's friggin' gorgeous.
That's awesome.
And my wife came down on her birthday
yeah.
and walked through, and the market's yeah. active and
yeah.
safe and fun and
yes.
clean and lit, and you'll come back if you go.
Yes.
And it's like saying that about an Oriole game, and it's the same thing about Fleet Week.
It
say,
is.
Come down to Fells Point if you haven't been, middle of the day, come down on Friday afternoon, bring your family, park the car, come get a crab cake and some oysters, and
yeah.
watch the and it's those kinds of experiences that will change your mind about
yes.
coming back and saying, I'm going to go and get a beer at Ron Furman's place and try a beer I've never had at Max's
right.
and do that before I go to an Oriole game
mm-hmm.
or do that before I go see Justin Timberlake at the CFG Bank Arena. I mean, there's just so many good things going
there
on
are,
in our
and
city.
We're so lucky, too, because, you know, Waterfront Partnership has great programming, so we're cross-promoting. Like, we're doing a workout with the Sailor with them. They already do workouts at the Inner Harbor, so we're going to do a special. We do a lot with Downtown Partnership, Visit Baltimore, Visit Maryland. They're all such great partners, and that's what is so great about this particular event. We all come together, like, how can we lift each other? How can we support each other? How can we help each other? How can we, you know, get people to come downtown more? This is how we do it.
Well, I will get everybody out to MD Fleet Week. Dorothy Fuchs is here. She is promoting Maryland
yeah.
Fleet Week and flyover. So look up. Your neck might hurt a little bit.
Right.
Stretch it out a little bit this week before next weekend. And I'm going to talk to Chris about this, but to your background of knowing how these things happen every 2 years and putting these on and having sponsors like Northrop Grumman to write a big check and say, we're going to have police zoning this, that.
Right.
But it really is something about people like Patrick and local businesses
yes.
and local people saying, let's embrace this. Let's get people not just
right.
to my bar, but let's get people to the streets.
To all
let's
the
get
bars,
people
to all
out.
The restaurants.
It's summertime.
Yeah.
We were all locked up for a couple of years here with COVID
right.
and nonsense. That this is the time to get back and experience what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
All right. Well, look up, everybody. It's a bird. It's
Yay.
A plane. It's a flyover. It's Fleet Week.
It's Fleet Week.
My thanks, Dorothy, for coming
Yay,
down. I'm glad
thank
I finally
you.
Met you.
I know.
You're always
know.
The name at the
I'm
bottom
elusive.
Of the
I know.
PR thing.
The elusive PR
contact.
Girl.
I'm like, is she real?
I am real.
All right. Well,
yes.
You get the gumbo here? Have you had the gumbo?
I haven't. Oh, no, I have it. I love it. It's delicious. So good.
I came in a couple hours ago.
You eat like you're full. If I get it, I don't sometimes eat dinner. It's
when
really good.
When Patrick comes back on, I'm going to ask him why he doesn't put more rice in it. Because to me, the gumbo is so rich.
It's
you could
very
serve
rich.
A bowl of rice with a ladle of gumbo.
Yes, it's the,
and it would
it's
still
so
be
amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Really
all right.
Good.
We're at Cooper's North. The crab cakes are good here, too. So are the burgers and the entertainment. Patrick's going to come back on. We are going to talk more about Fleet Week. My pal Terry's going to come by. He's a cancer survivor like my wife. My wife was going to come by today, and she's on narcotics.
I'm sorry.
And she's
that
her foot's a mess.
Stinks. I
and
know.
And it's the first day of summer, and it was her birthday.
Oh, gosh.
She
triple
fell in
whammy.
A ditch and, you know, calling, and I had to get her. And
it's not fun.
Yeah. She's
no.
limping around. So, hey, honey, we'll you know what's going to make her feel better?
What?
Gumbo from Cooper's North.
Well,
I'm gonna bring that
I
home.
Think you're right.
Our friends at the Maryland Lottery put this on. Have I given you one yet?
No.
Oh, you're 18 years of age.
I
older.
Am.
I know you are.
Just
been,
barely.
Just
but
a little
yes.
I didn't card you. I don't want to offend you. Pac-Man scratch-offs to give away. We are, let me be the whole list here. We're going to be Thursday morning at State Fair having brunch before the Orioles beat the Blue Jays, and hopefully Geddy Lee shows up. We're going to be next Wednesday at Coco's Pub. Max Weiss is coming by next week to give me a hard time. She wants some award. I'm trying to angle to get to be best of Baltimore at something. I don't know
ooh,
what that is. But
she'd
I
should be the one to talk to.
It's
yeah.
part of my shtick with her.
I know. I love it.
And I always say to her, I never win. She's like, you won in 99. But I want to win now.
Right.
So I need to be Baltimore's
now.
Best loud mouth
right.
or something like that. So I'm at Coco's. My co-host, Mike Rosigliano, will be there. Marcel will be there with his big fat crab cakes. Don't sleep on the Coco's shrimp. They're coconut with a K, coconut shrimp. Make sure you're getting that with the blueberry, raspberry, jalapeno, whatever that thing they do over there is great. The 20th, we're at Costas in Dundalk. Jessica Vallis from Hartford Designs, who just redid our new website. She's going to be with us at Costas. I got great friends coming over there that day as well. And the 25th, we're at Pappas in Parkville. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions. They keep my water clean and running right. And also our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare for keeping the oil in my car. We're at Cooper's North. I have no idea what's happening next. I know they have beer here. They have delicious food here. And they're going to have some entertainment later. And so I'm having a good time. We're going to talk Fleet Week. Stay with us. We're WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Fleet Week, crab cakes, and Baltimore Positive.